what we're seeing now is that energy costs are at a record high. We know that people and households consume as much electricity over the next 3 months as they do in the 3 months running into December. That's proven by the Central Statistics Office, yet the government has decided not to support energy reductions or energy supports from now on. And that's not acceptable in my view. They need to take a leaf out of what is happening in other governments throughout Europe, whether it be France or Germany or Austria or many countries throughout Europe who've introduced price certainty for their citizens. Basically, what they have done is they have pegged the price of electricity back to where it was, similar to where it was before the crisis in energy prices kicked in, giving people certainty that their bills wouldn't be coming in at astronomical figures. And that's what we are calling for the government to do. And that's the motion that we are putting down before the Dáil on Tuesday in relation to this matter.
And we've seen, relating to numerous issues, that the government can intervene and that they do have the power to make a difference for people.
Well, for well over a year now, the European Commission introduced what they call its toolbox, and one of the measures that the member states could have introduced at the time was this type of idea of price certainty, because the European Commission recognised that when a market fails, and the reason energy prices are being pushed up is because of Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine. So the European Commission recognised that in these circumstances that member states could move in. That's why they have done so. That's why the Netherlands, France, Germany, Spain, other countries, Austria, Poland, many of them have moved in to provide this type of certainty for customers. We, on the other hand, haven't provided that certainty. Our government hasn't done that, but there's still time to do that. And I don't think it's acceptable to leave workers and families to the mercy of these astronomical prices over the coming months. And that's why there needs to be an intervention from government to reduce electricity prices for consumers.